More often, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This portion of KNX In Depth, sponsored by Pacific Coast Termite.
You're listening to KNX In Depth with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
As we continue our discussion, reminder coming up after news and traffic at the bottom of the hour, a look at two crimes. Did arguments lead to the stabbing deaths of a college student home for winter break and a transgender woman, or were they hate crimes? And then President Trump calls it fake news, but many Americans, they don't know the difference between what's the real news and what's the news with a spin.
Okay, so we're going to go back to our discussion about what happened in Riverside County with those 13 siblings who were found at home in deplorable conditions. They were being homeschooled, and the question on the table is whether some kind of inspections, might have found this, discovered this at a much earlier state. We've been talking with Rachel Coleman, who's executive director of the Coalition for Responsible Home Education, and Mike Smith, who is an attorney for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. You know, we can go back and forth, which in fact we've been doing, on studies, and each of you can probably cite a study that is in opposition to the other person's study. I don't want to get involved in that too much at this point. I want to just confine our discussion to this one particular case that happened at this one particular house, where it happened that these particular children and young adults were homeschooled, where there was no real inspection, no intervention from local or state authorities, and what, in each of your opinions, could have been, should have been done to perhaps prevent that. Mike, why don't you take a crack at that?
Okay, thank you. In California, in order to be a legal home school, you have to file a private school affidavit or be involved in some other program, oversight program. But like this family, they filed a private school affidavit, and they have to comply under penalty of perjury that they're going to comply with what that private school affidavit says. Now, had anyone reported this family, had suspected something because their children, one of the reports I saw was that at 2 o'clock in the morning, one of the children was out doing, I think they were planting sod in the front of the yard there. So let's say a neighbor would have been concerned. I never see these kids out. I never see them go to school. If they call the public school or the Department of Social Services, they would be obligated to go out and confirm that this family, in fact, had children, be able to see the children, and determine that they were legally being homeschooled, meaning they had filed the private school affidavit. If that had happened in this case, I'm assuming that there would have been an investigation and this probably wouldn't have happened. So that was available, and it's something that didn't happen, and I think some of the neighbors are obviously wishing they had done what they kind of thought they should have done.
You don't always know your neighbors, though, and we've talked about that on this program. Does the state not have some sort of responsibility for these kids? Though they got to make sure they're getting, number one, a good education. So, I mean, how do you make sure that homeschooling isn't being used as a way to shield kids from anyone's oversight, as Rachel has pointed out?
Well, the state is not responsible for these children's education because they're being privately educated. The state has an interest in seeing that every child is either becomes literate or self-sufficient when they graduate. So the responsibility was with the parents, and this is the way homeschooling is done in all the states. In some states, it's more regulated than others. And some of the states are less regulated than California. So I don't think that this is a homeschool case. This is an abuse or neglect situation. And to bring homeschooling in is unfair to all the other families in California that are very responsibly homeschooling their children.
Well, Rachel, do you agree with Mike that it's unfair to bring in the setting in which all this occurred, which was a homeschool setting? Do you think that that is not relevant to the discussion?
It is completely relevant. If those children had been in school, someone would have noticed that they were constantly hungry, that they were behaving weird socially. A teacher would have said something. Those children ended up in that situation because they were homeschooled. Without homeschooling, their parents could not have done that. And I also disagree with the idea that the state has no interest here. Every child has the right to an education, and the state has the responsibility to protect the rights of its citizens, and that includes children. The state absolutely has a role here.
Why is it hard to get more regulations passed? I mean, there's some lawmakers that are talking about it now after this case, but is there a homeschool lobby that fights back?
Yeah, Mike Smith's homeschool lobby, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They oppose regulation every step of the way. They are the reason that these bills keep getting shot down.
I'm just curious, Mike.
Can I defend myself there?
Go ahead, sure.
Well, I'm not the only one. HSLDA is not the only one. Every state organization that is involved in homeschooling that I'm aware of takes the same position we do, that this is a liberty issue, and unless it can be proven that parents are not responsibly teaching their children at home, the state has no interest. They do if that can be proven. But that requires probable cause and reasonable suspicion. So, and the other thing is, the whether we like it or not, in America, there's no fundamental right for a child to have an education. Do I believe they should be? Absolutely. That's the reason I'm in homeschooling, because I wanted my children to have a superior education. They got it because my wife taught them, quite frankly. And that's the reason most families are involved in homeschooling. They want their children to have an excellent education, and they want to be able to guide them and direct them. And if you bring the state in, once they get involved, and this has been our experience over representing families for 35 years, the state simply wants to take more and more of that liberty. And liberty without liberty, homeschooling will not exist.
But Mike, let me ask you something. I mean, you're an attorney, and you know that the state, every state really, has some extraordinary powers when it concerns certain individuals, children in particular. For example, states can take children away from parents if it can be proven that the parents are harmful to the health and well-being of their children. So if the state is vested with that sort of authority vis-a-vis children, why shouldn't it have the right to make sure that children who are being homeschooled are being homeschooled in an environment that is one that is helpful for them, both physically and mentally?
Well, because that's what California has right now, the private school exemption. The legislature has determined that this is sufficient to protect the state's interest. And as I indicated before, California is not an aberration. There are other states that are very much like California. There are some states that have more regulation and several that have less. There are even states that don't require notice. So we can't say that California is out of step. And so I'm just saying this is basically a situation where we're either going to recognize the liberty of parents to direct the education of their children, or we're going to let the state come in and eventually they will determine how these children are educated.
All right, that is Mike Smith, attorney for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. We also heard from Rachel Coleman, executive director of the Coalition for Responsible Home Education.
When KNX In-Depth continues, comparing President Trump.